Again,
Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. We're here, amen, this time at this moment, and praying that God will bless you and help you, amen, strive. Man, you have not gotten here by mistake. We believe that everything God does is for a reason. Amen. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. Amen. We ask you to call in. You call in and you be a part of, amen, this broadcast and wherever you are. At this time, we know God is able, and we're here to help you, strengthen you, and encourage you here.
Thank you.
You might not feel nobody love you, nobody care, but God created you. God created you for a reason and a purpose. Amen. And that's why we're so important tonight. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the doctrine of truth is on the air. And our endeavor always to work from the grassroots levels through your testimony, your experience and your dreams that God had shared with you. And you can strengthen someone else. You can strengthen someone else. Amen. In this program, in this study, we're discussing, amen, why God, amen, why he was sorry that he created man. Why he was sorry that he created man. And you can hear, amen, a wonderful song by Tremaine Hawkins, amen, the Hawkins Singers, in Volume 2. He said that God say he still wants you. He created you. Amen. He loved you. He cared for you. Amen. And he always will. In the book of Genesis tonight, Father, we thank you for the callers. Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon each and every listener. And God, we bind the spirit of hindrance. Lord, we bind the spirit, oh God, of discouragement. Lord, we bind the spirit, oh God, of fear and doubt and confusion. In the name of Jesus, that it have no party here. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. In the book of Genesis, the 6th chapter, amen, where we'll be starting out, and we want to read from, amen, the Good News Bible, but we always stress the King James reading and the King James Bible. But here's some points here, because this first, in theology, there's always an argument, amen, in the studies, and those that are doing their theses and, amen, the dissertations, Genesis 6, 1 through the 8th verse. We're going to start with Genesis 6, amen. When the people had spread it all over the world, and daughters was being born, some of the heavenly beings saw that these young women were beautiful. So they took the ones they liked. And the Lord said, I will not allow people to live forever. They are mortal. For now on, they will live no longer than 120 years. In those days and even later, there were giants on the earth who were descendants of human women and heavenly beings. That's where the argument lies. And those two scriptures there, amen, that heavenly beings married, they crossed the line and they married flesh, amen, the mortal and immortal, and that's the argument always there, amen, here, amen. And they were giant, they were great heroes and famous men of long ago. The 5th verse says, when the Lord saw how wicked everyone on earth was and how evil their thoughts were all the time, he was sorry that he had even made them and put them on the earth. And he was so filled with regret that he said, I will wipe out these people I have created, and all the animals and the birds, because I am sorry that I made any of them. But the Lord was pleased with Noah. He was pleased with Noah. Thank God, Noah. Thank you. Thank you, Noah. Thank you. God bless you, Noah. God bless you, Noah. Thank you. Thank you. God saw Noah. All environment, chaos everywhere. Amen. But God saw Noah. Amen. Things that are happening, mass confusion, mass crowds and riots. Everybody's doing it. You hear that discussion? Everybody's involved. Look like no one, amen, following the right person, but it decided that everyone throw up their hands and say, okay, I'm gonna follow this person. He must be right. The crowd must be right. The crowd must be right. Amen. But Noah said no. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And God watched and God saw that. He saw that. Amen. And he found favor. He found favor in Noah. Amen. That's where we are tonight. Amen. God was sorry that he created man. All the chaos and things that are happening. Amen. You might see it now today in the world. All the chaos. Amen. We want to know if there's any Noahs out there. Anybody listening feel like they are Noah? If you feel like you're a Noah, amen. Amen. If you feel like you're a Noah and you know, amen, God, but God found grace. Amen. In King James, say, but God found grace in the eyes, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. If you feel like you are Noah and you think you're by yourself and you're throwing like you want to throw up your hands and nobody listening, nobody looking, and you don't see any evidence or things that are happening that righteously should be happening, amen. We'd like for you to call in tonight and, amen, call a friend, tell a friend they can call in, a toll-free number they can call in. That 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. Or you can call 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you push 1, amen, on the phone, and amen, our technician will be glad to type you in. And we like to hear how you feel about today's time and things that are happening, amen. And do you feel that you are Noah or Miss Noah, amen? You can push 1. Okay, we have a caller on the air, amen, and you can go right ahead. We have a caller on the air, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
God bless you.
You've got another hot subject tonight, and it's one that makes me really feel kind of sad in a way that I've been looking at man. And, you know, mm-hmm. When you're facing life and death, Bishop, again, yeah. I don't want to pound on it, but going through research. Going through the surgeries and things, it made me look at life and where man is now. And history seemed to repeat itself. And man seemed to be as corrupt today as what he was in the book of Genesis. You know, man is getting so, his knowledge is increasing. As his knowledge increased, he began to have less faith in God and seemed as though he determined his own destiny, where he don't need mm-hmm. God at all. And this mm-hmm, is what mm-hmm. we saw in times of old, when that men felt that they didn't need to listen to the Lord. They pretty well mm-hmm. had enough knowledge, and then when you have these godly beings mixing with the earthly women, they certainly mm-hmm. felt as though they had every right to determine their own destiny. And that's where man seemed to be. His computers and the science that he has now, he thinks he has discovered all there is to know about life, and therefore he mm-hmm. don't need to listen to anyone because he got all the answers himself. And we find that corruption, where wrong is accepted for right. So I think we wrap back around where we were in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Man just too smart for his own good.
All right, all right, all right. God bless you. Always thankful. Amen. Minister has to come alongside, amen, and give us this viewpoint, because there are many things that are happening today in the world, and especially the babes in Christ, and sometimes the ones that are going through trials and tribulation, amen, they feel, amen, and always these being bombarded with all type of spirits, amen, the enemy comes around, and he catches at a weak point, the weakest point, And this is where, amen, in the service, they always teaches us to know your enemy, to learn about your enemy. Amen. And this is one subject, one time, I guess, we will approach that. Amen. To learn your enemy. Amen. And see what his attacks and his ways and his movement towards you. Amen. What is your weakest point? Amen. Is it because you need to be in an environment? Do you need your peers to always pat you on the back? Do you have to be in a crowd and just be, are you a follower of anything? Amen. Consider that. Consider that and be careful. Amen. The Bible says watch as well as pray. Now, amen. If anyone else as well, we're talking about why God turned say he was sorry. Amen. One writer, amen, saying that God repented that he made man. That he made man. Have you ever done anything that, amen, and you say, oh my God, you have left someone, you forgot someone, and your mind was totally off of that person. You left someone at the store, or you're supposed to pick someone up and you came back and they notified you. And you say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry that I did that. Or you helped someone. You help someone to accomplish a goal or project, and you find out that their all motives was only selfish. Amen. Their motives were selfish, and they left you completely out of it. They didn't even give you no gratitude about it. Amen. And you say, oh, I'm just very sorry that I did this. And this is where, amen, God says, and many times people use that word sorry. You know, some mean it and some don't mean it, you know. I'm sorry that I did this. Oh, I'm sorry. And God said he repented that he made man. He's sorry that he made man. And repentance is a part of the doctrine of Christ. Amen. If you do anything wrong, in the Holy Spirit, amen, will begin to prompt you or someone, say, oh, you know, you hurt that person or you did something against God's laws. And David always had the, amen, reputation of saying, God, I'm sorry. Amen. All right, the lines are open. You feel, amen, or you know you have done something sorry, or you feel that, and this is what Jesus said in the latter days, these are the days, amen, of sorry. Amen. These are the days, amen, of Matthew. These are the times of time, wars and rumors of wars. Amen. You can call in 855. Amen. Toll free 855-236-2252. And you can just press 1 on your phone and we'd be glad to hear from you. There's no wrong answer. We're just sharing tonight. Today, wherever you might be listening, because Jesus said, where two or three touch and agree, he'll come in the midst. So we need at least two or three more callers. Amen. We want the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God as we come forward to begin to reason in God's Word to maybe help someone else. Hopefully, we help someone else. Amen. On this journey. Now, there's a point here. Amen. I see we have another caller. Go right ahead. Brother Hester, go right ahead.
Yes, Bishop. It's just that, you know, man, the more man seek knowledge, form of knowledge, and get away from the wisdom of God, he becomes where he now feels he no longer need the teacher. And at that point, he began to answer his own wisdom. And that's where corruption comes in. When man figures he has enough knowledge now that he can direct his own path. And this is what we see we have in our way that people get in position in governments and they say they are best to determine the path and the lives of the people. They no longer look for the word of God to guide the people. They determine that, hey, now they are in the best position to guide. Yeah. So we see the greed and the corruption coming back around like it was in the book of Genesis, simply because man's greed can never be satisfied. And as he seeks to satisfy his greed and try to have power over one another, it keeps chaos going on. And when there's no harmony, there's no love of God for one another, because everyone's trying to be in control, want to be power, have control over one another. And that's what you see. Man is always, rather than live together in peace and harmony, he's seeking to be over someone, to enslave another person, to take their riches out.
Okay. All right. Power, knowledge, and power. Amen. Money, power, knowledge. Everybody's in that, not everybody, but there, somewhere in that area, you can find, amen, people. Amen. Without God, without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, amen, you can find that going on in there. Amen. I have, begin to look at this, and we know we're probably going to, it's a very tough one, and it's a very hard subject in here, but also in the book of Matthew, the 20th chapter, we want to put this in here. Amen. In 20th chapter and the 36th verse, but in that day and hour no man know, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Now Jesus is talking about heaven and earth will pass away for his word pass away, and they was asking Jesus when the end time going to be in the book of Matthew's. Amen. And this is the time, amen, of sorrow. He said, but of the days of Noah were, and also the coming of the Son of Man. For the flood days before the flood, there was eating and drinking and marriage and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Amen. And notice the Lord is saying that, amen, these are the times, amen, in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter and 8th verse, wars and rumors and war, pestilence and diverse places, and we have it now, 8th verse, 24th chapter, say all these are the beginning of sorrow. Okay, we have another caller. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
One. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Brown.
Yes, sir. Good to have you.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. That just moved me in my spirit when I came in. I'm a little late, but I came in on what you were saying, and like the Bible says, it'll be worse than the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okay.
Amen. And say when we look at all these different diseases and the way all the violence and all the breaking of marriages. I'm talking about anointed marriages. That should let us all know that these are those days that the Lord was talking about. So we shouldn't be getting ready. We should already be ready, and we should be focused on the coming of our Lord and loving one another like never before. Being focused, praying, not doing a lot of saying, but doing a lot of praying. Amen.
Amen.
So we can do some staying power is what we need. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes, God bless you, Reverend Brown. God bless you. Always good to hear from you. Amen. Now, I was trying to wait till a little bit longer to get on this subject, but I see right now, amen, and I have to bring it in. I have to bring it in right now because it's like the Holy Spirit leading and guide us this way. He's saying in the days of Noah, the 38th verse, but the days of Noah, before the flood, there was eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. Now, back at the book of Genesis, and we had here where the sons of God saw, amen, they was married, amen. Is this because of mixed marriage? Do we have this trouble? Is it because of mixed marriage? Unsaved marrying the saved, amen. Amen. And he said, in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be. They was marrying and giving in marriage. Amen. And we saw, and the Lord said, no, I'm not going to have this. I'm not going to have, amen, my spirit striving with flesh. All right. We have another caller. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We have a God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Wonderful hot topic tonight.
Yes, sir.
If you look at today's world, just like he was talking about a few minutes ago, you look at all the diseases and things that's coming about, but you know what you don't see? You don't see the world coming together and asking God for the solution. You don't see people coming together, and you got the Ebola disease. You don't see people coming together and saying, let's pray and ask God for an answer to this. You know, man is steady trying to figure his way out of it and not totally and leaning and dependent on God. You know, God is the only source and the only answer to every problem we got. But the problem with today is when we, you know, most people get in a jam and they want to figure out another way out of it. But if we totally and totally lean and depend on God, then we understand that his way is not our way. And we're trying to live a fleshly life, and God already told us, you know, we got to live in the spirit. But too many of us, even in the body of Christ, we're trying to live in the flesh, and it won't work. And there's so much going on in the world, and we are just turning totally away from God. We're in a scary time right now, and it's a time like never been before to come together, just like we're doing on this call, and just come together and really bond together and get the thing right, because we in a scary time. People are really going away from God. They, you know, there are more people that want to Google their way out of things. They want to Google the answer to this, Google the answer to that. What happened to the trusting and leaning to God? You know, that's just going away now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A friend from Carolina. God bless you, minister. Amen. Good to have you in. We was praying for you. Have a safe trip and your travels. Now, we got two points here, two hot points. I'm trying to stay set down here. Look at, we got mixed marriages. There was mixed marriages in the time of Genesis. Amen. God said, I'm not going to have it. My spirit will not strive with man and not strive with flesh. And we also, amen, the minister just hit on a point that man's still trying to do his own thing. And that's a selfish walk. And Satan brought that in the garden. When he told Eve, listen, Eve, the day you eat of this tree, you're going to be like gods. Not God, but just like gods. G-O, little g. Amen. Little g, be like gods. And everybody you run into, a very good point, the last caller, amen, they feel they can do it themselves. They're not concerning God. All these, everybody pulling together to make some money. Cooperation are pulling together. Amen, to make another profit, to be sustained in the business world, and businesses are pulling together. But how many going to pull together? Very good point. Very good point. We should meditate and pray on this. It's time for us believers to come together. We come together believing Jesus had given us the power. He put the power in the church. He said, these are the signs of those that believe. They lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. Amen. Time for us believers to come together. Amen. If you want to be like Paul and Silas, amen. If you all up there in Carolina want to praise God, down in Florida we pray. Amen. In Texas you pray. Amen. We go to New York, y'all pray. We pray and we praise and we pray and we praise and we pray, whatever. But we're going to go to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in heaven, the third heaven. Make sure we skip all these little gods. Amen. We're going to depend on the real God. Amen. Because there's much sorrow in the land. Much sorrow in the land. Amen. When these things begin to mix up, it's a mix-up. Believers are mixing with flesh. Believers are mixing with flesh. Those say they believe, and those that say they don't believe. Amen. Is that the trouble we have in the day? But I know God has, amen, giving us the word. Amen. And the enemy always. All right, we have another caller. Go right ahead, caller. Amen. Amen. I think we're going down to Miami, Florida right now. Yes, sir.
Hello, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God bless you. I'm grateful to be able to hear tonight. such great parallel in the scripture with the beginning and the ending that's approaching, that we are living in the end time. What said that to me, it says as it was in the day of Noah. It also said Lot, but we're going to deal with Noah because that's where your scripture is seated at.
All right.
The point I want to make is it marked a parallel. There was God had already had a way of escape for man. He made a way of escape, but see, he repented. He changed his mind because of what had taken place, what man had become. He had already deal with the sin issue in the garden, and we know how he felt and what he did. But when we come down to when the wrong kind of people start hooking up with the wrong kind of spirit, and it made them a certain way. Scripture talks of men had become renowned men, and what they were doing, they was taking women. This is kind of strange. They were taking women, which God made that, but the way they was doing it, and the thing that would drive them for their own, there was a lust that had built up in me, and so this is what God didn't want. He wanted righteousness to lead, and men would act right. So he destroyed men. You see, because he destroyed that kind of person. But now wait a minute. The world did come to a destructive here. But what happened? Noah found grace.
Yeah.
But some of the same thing that God destroyed man for was in Noah. But what had taken place here, he found grace in the sight of God. And so so you know how the scripture said that Noah was saved by water? In other words, water is what killed them, the people. And he says in the last day of the day, the coming of the Son of Man, he won't destroy man by water no more. He'll destroy the reason he destroyed those before the flood. He'll do that by fire. It wasn't the world he said he gonna destroy by fire. He talking about that what was in man. You notice John says that Jesus would come. Jesus, and I think I'm moving a little ahead. I'm trying to move quick. There was no sacrifice for sin back in Noah's time. And you notice when Noah was saved by water, when he came off the ark, he began the sacrifice. So moving quickly here. The parallel is man has become again what God destroyed man for before.
Am I making sense?
And you said about mixed marriage, God don't want the unsaved, the married, the saved, because there's a difference in the spirit. It can't become what God wants it to come when you got unbeliever marrying a believer, a non-believer marrying a believer. It can't become what he wants. But wait a minute. If one would make a sacrifice, in other words, one full of the Holy Ghost with the right spirit in him, if one would make a sacrifice, Paul wrote and said that through the chaste conversation, be it the lady, her family can be saved. And when we find today that Jesus is the ark, and that's where we all need to get. And that's not I can be said, but I just wanted to bring to that point it was destroyed back then, and it's going to be destroyed again, you see, but not in the same way. What God wants to do is fill us with the Holy Ghost. And John said, He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. And you know God is a consuming fire. He burns up the chaff in our life, and that's what he wants us to do, get ready so that we can be presented at the judgment seat of Christ so that we can receive a God. That's
I'm going to
go with that, Bishop.
Yeah, God bless you. Yeah, you're almost trying to cover up the whole, you almost got us out here now. You almost covered the whole blanket of it, but we want to look at real quickly here, because there was two things that opened up, and I saw it in that mixed marriages, and the young believers today, we have to face it, brother. The young believers today, amen, they really going to have to examine, amen, their spirit. They really going to have to be in an environment and a circle of men and women that are holy and separated themselves, amen. When it comes down to marrying, amen, the enemy has wrapped himself up, amen, as an angel of light, amen. They say they believe, and a young man, a young woman, amen, today, I know they're concerned. I would be concerned too, because the days, you know, when I got married, I don't think think we still just had the beeper, and we didn't have many cell phones and like they have now. There was no Facebook and no Twitter and all of that going on, amen. It was just the old 8-track, amen. So there's a lot of things now the enemy put out here, amen. But it's still the same Holy Ghost, it's still the same church. Amen. And the church is our vehicle. It's our vehicle. Amen. And God, amen, he already put on earth all that's needed. All that's needed. Amen. And we're talking about mixed marriages. Amen. And also, amen, the doctrine of selfishness is another one we have to be very careful with. We have to be very careful with. And, I'll go back to Minister Hester here for a moment. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Bishop, you're so right. You know, the enemy, he used the same stuff, but he improved on his weaponry.
Same and hamburger. Same hamburger.
With all the technology we have today, people are so distracted with so many voices that new young generation, they're not able to hear the voice of the Lord. They have not been trained to recognize the voice, because now you take, when we came along, you was talking about 8-track, to make me think about the fact, I remember when the transistor radio came along, and we thought that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. But back then, you know, the only folks that you heard talking, you heard the elders talking, they often spoke the word in everything they said.
Yes.
You know, every way you went, all throughout the neighborhood, there was somebody sitting on the roof reading the word. And when people were trying to give you advice and wisdom, they spoke scripture to you. And nowadays, you know, everybody's got something plugged in their ear, and you know the family can go down to the shopping center, and they got enough plugs in the car that everybody got got something in their ear, and they riding along in the car, and they're still not talking to one another. You know, the most important piece of furniture in the house used to be the dining room table, and when you sat to dinner, you discuss and find out who you were living with, discuss moral values. But now the dining room table don't even exist in the house, because people bring the food in now, and everybody like a pack of wild animals just rush in and grab something, and mama go off to answer her emails, and Johnny go in the room and make bombs, and Susie in the online. I mean, everybody's got their little corner they go in, and like a wild beast, and eat the meat, eat the food, and this kitchen table was the place where structure in the house was formed. And you learn moral values, and the Word of God was discussed at the kitchen table. This is where your foundation was. Now, that has been eliminated. The enemy has put so much technology out there that you can't even ride down the road. You know, you used to take a road trip, and all you did was talk to one another. But now everybody get in the vehicle, and they got something in their ear. So the enemy has fixed it, so he has divided us, and that's how he's conquering us. We are divided, and he's talking.
All right. Here's the point. Very well taken. We have some good ammunition here tonight and today, wherever the listeners might be. You know, God said he's not going to have his spirit, amen, strive with flesh.
Praise
he's
the Lord.
Not going to have his spirit, amen. God bless you. I'm glad you came in just in time. All right.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I just want to say I'm so excited. I don't know which way to go, but I know one thing. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say these words, and I hope everybody, every anointed child of God, hang on to every word that come out of my mouth for what I'm going to say. Jesus is the author and the finisher of my soul. I'm going to keep on serving him whether I die or grow old. I don't care what nobody has to say. I'm going to stay on my knees and always pray. I think back oftentimes when I was lost. Jesus died on the tree and he paid the cost. I don't need to brag or even boast. Because he gave me the comfort and the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm saying, y'all, and that's a fact. I have no mind to turn, or backslide back. I really thank the Lord for what he's done for me. He opened up my blind eyes, and he made me see. Woo, Jesus.
God bless you.
That's 34 years of nothing but pure Jesus. My. That song, that's just how old that song is, but I hope everybody caught the verses of what I was saying. I know you know it because you done heard me sing it over and over. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Felix. Amen. If you knew his testimony, many of you, amen, used to be on the streets and different things and amen. And God brought him out. He cut his hair. I ain't going to tell you how long his hair was, but God cut his hair. Amen. And he's running for Jesus. Now, it's one of the points here, amen, concerning God said he's not going to strive with man. He's not going to strive with flesh. Amen. All right. We had to go back to Carolina. All right. We're going to make a turn here and help the people to come back to God. Go right ahead, my friend. Go right ahead. Yes, sir. 66600, Carolina, you on there? Hello? All right. God said he's not going to strive. There are many groups and many people, amen, that say, well, I'm going to marry someone, and amen, they're going to believe what I believe, and the other one believe what they believe. So that's confusion right there. There's confusion in that problem right there. Amen. And God's not going to be in confusion. God's not going to be in confusion. So if you're thinking about, amen, marrying someone who's not a believer in a different faith, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem. All right. Here we go. All right.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hey, Bishop. This is Daniel.
All right, Brother Daniel. Yes, sir. Good to have you.
Good to have you, too. I was thinking, I'm a young man, and I'm looking for me a wife also, and I'm thinking about the Lord, how when he's looking for him a wife, he's looking for somebody that's clean and holy. He don't go out looking for nothing that's impure. And so when I go looking for me a wife, I'm looking at just like him. He said he's coming back for a woman without no spot or wrinkle. You know, going, want somebody that's ready, somebody that will follow him, that look that's, you know, that want to walk in his image, want to, you know, somebody that will live truth. I've been studying about being double-minded, and I don't want nobody that got a different way of thinking than I have. And I look in the Bible, it's kind of, it's going to be always a constant battle between the two. Oh, well, I don't want to go to that church. I don't want to, I don't believe we have to do it that way. Because I want somebody, the Bible says, I said, if two don't agree, how can they even be? So I believe what y'all are talking about tonight as far as having a wife that doesn't believe, I don't think that's going to work. You want to look for somebody that if you live a holy life, you want somebody that lives a holy life, that believes in God, all the things that you believe in, that God died on the cross for your sin. Believe you go to church on during the weekend, and you go to Bible study. Because all of that's going to affect during the line. Just like when you start raising your children. One of y'all going to be saying one thing, and another one going to be saying another. So that's just my little ever since. I just put my little 2 cents in there.
Okay. We thank you for the change, because you made a lot. You made a whole money up right now. And amen. God bless you, Minister Daniel, because of the fact, amen, it's very true, very true. And God said his spirit not going to strive when you're in confusion and argument. And, you know, the world today, amen, different faith trying to you can't marry people that don't believe in Jesus. Amen. But those that don't want to separate from the world, and that's what Paul was saying, touch not and handle not unclean things. And they still want to strive and touch things and be involved in idols and witchcraft and all these other problems. It's not going to work. The Spirit of God not going to be in that. All right. Okay. Ella Garrett, I think you back on.
All right, Bishop. Listening, one thing I'm following what you said about the mixed marriage. I said earlier that Noah started burn. He made some burnt offerings. In other words, he started sacrificing. And Jesus is our sacrifice now. But the God is dealing with. He repented. He changed his mind. He destroyed man. But also he decided. He wouldn't deal with man the way he had been dealing with him. When God changed his mind, he did a complete change. Now, when it comes down to us, his spirit won't strive with us because now we have a sacrifice, and we have to change. We have to repent. We have to change our mind. We have to receive this sacrifice. We have to ask him to cleanse us, and when he cleanses us, we have to walk in obedience. See, when Jesus came, he turned everything around. Even time started over again. So what God is saying in the mixed marriage thing, it's not that black don't marry white. He talk about the unsaved don't marry, but now those marriages that are already together, who are unbelievers, as one should come to the Lord. You understand? This is where the Spirit of God will fill that vessel, and teach that vessel to humble themselves. And there are things that they can do, like Peter said that the wife is saved by the husband. Who obey not the word can be saved by the chaste living of the wife. So God is still involved there, and what I really want to bring to the forefront was that we have an ark now that we can come in. In other words, God is still calling in, But we mm-hmm. have to, back to what you're saying about here. See, Israel
yes.
said, he said, Israel, here that your soul can be, can live. You see what
yes.
I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
so what we, God calls out to all men, and many hear him and follow, and so many hear him, but they won't follow because they don't want to submit themselves. They don't want to humble themselves. They got the same kind of spirit that was in people before the flood, and this is what people are doing today. And one quick point I want to make is that that the homosexual thing, as it was
mm-hmm.
in the day of Lot, the homosexual thing are taking people
mm-hmm.
back to where it was when God, remember, he Sodom and Gomorrah, if taking them
right
back to there. So you got two times in which we live, the days of Noah and the days of Lot. So
mm-hmm.
what we are having to do is, we're having to cry out, those that believe on Jesus as the Son of God, God has put their spirit that they would cry out to try to save some of these folk, because Jesus is saying, now you come to me and I'll give you rest, see? So you got a good point going on here, which is very needful, because listen, these young people who the Lord, you can't deny the Lord have saved them, but they need to
yes.
be taught. They let
yes.
unsaved men come in, and that's
yes.
totally against the oracles of God. So,
yes.
so what we have to do is we live clean ourselves. You remember when he said, and let the bishop be the husband of one wife?
Right.
And likewise
right,
the
right.
deacon, husband of one wife. You see what I'm saying? So there are points there that encourages us to stand like God calls us. We ought to remain like God calls. Jesus never gave divorce to the church. So that those are the points that we can live by if we would do
it. All right. Very good. Very good. We always cover a lot of ground. Amen. You got a big, long steps. You cover a lot of ground. Notice here, it was brought up by Romans 12. Amen. And we're closing. We're getting ready to close down to help those that are listening. I know we covered a lot of ground today in this study. Amen. Now, but Jesus is our sacrifice, and when the Holy Spirit come into us, we have to present ourselves, as Paul was saying in Romans 12, a living sacrifice. That means, amen, if you married an unbeliever, y'all love one another, amen, you're compatible, amen, and you knew, amen, this is the one, amen, and you got to present yourself, amen, a living sacrifice. You have to be the one, amen, always, you know, keep a loving spirit and be ready to not necessarily compromise, but reason together. Isaiah 1:18 said, come now, let us reason. If two people love each other and you have a faith, your faith is in Christ Jesus, amen. The other person's faith is not really, amen, grounded in anything, amen, because you live with them, amen. You have to present yourself a living sacrifice. You have to give up sometime, amen. Love, you know what Paul was saying about love. You're not selfish. Amen. It's kind, it's loving. And the power of love gonna overshadow that. So those that have been caught, amen, been married, amen, and now they're a believer, they have accepted Christ, amen. You can continue to love your mate, amen, and cherish your mate, amen. Like Paul was saying in Ephesians, it's a mystery. A man will love, go so far, he'll love his wife. Amen. How God loved the church. And, you know, a lot of believers are really messing up a lot. The baby Christians really, you know, go through things that they not really understand. Amen. Paul was doing some things, too. And he said he was without knowledge. He didn't know. So continue to love your mate. Amen. An unbeliever. Amen. And those are, regardless of what they're in, what type of sin they're in, it's still sin. It's still sin. But the Holy Spirit, and through the power of God, amen, can bring deliverance. And God bring power, and he bring deliverance. Don't let nothing disturb you, amen, about your mate, amen. And you stay with that vow, amen. If God is in you, the hope of glory, the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. The Holy Spirit gonna teach you how, amen, to bring, amen, your wife or your husband, amen, into a peaceful home, amen. But you have to be a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Amen. Jesus presented himself. He died for us. Amen. He cared for us. Amen. He gave up. He's powerful. He was, the thing about Jesus, amen, and that's why when Satan saw him, every time them devils saw Jesus, amen, they ran and they kneeled down. There was no conversation. Oh, Master, are you coming to destroy us before time? Are you coming to destroy us before time? And Jesus tells them, sometimes he tells them to shut up. Don't say nothing. Amen. Because God, amen, was in the body. Amen. The Word became flesh, and it was God. So in the old days, when the prophets spoke, amen, they spoke through their feeling, through their understanding, amen, and their knowledge, and they spoke what God said. Amen. But when Jesus came on the scene, it was God automatically, unfiltered. Nothing but God, the Word of God. So when you hear the Pharisees, no man spoke like this man, because when God, Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy no law now. I didn't come to destroy, I came to fulfill. Amen. So when God came through, God came on the scene, God is what, more power to what was already been said by the old brethren. Amen. It's all been said by Moses and all the prophets. Amen. So when God spoke, Jesus spoke, it was just God in the flesh. Things shook when Jesus spoke, because it was God in the flesh. So when you say, Jesus, Lord, help me, in the name of Jesus, and you understand what you're saying, amen, you're talking about God. And Jesus said that, amen, I'm going away. I'm going to prepare a place for you. But anything you want, just say it in my name, in my name. And it would be no feelings, no problems, no emotions going to hold up the name of Jesus. It's pure. The Word of God is pure. Like Psalmist said, the Word of God is pure words. Amen. I thank God for all of the listeners. Amen. Now we're going to have, amen, we want to go up to Carolina and let our friend minister close us out with a prayer. Amen. Amen. We want him to close out in prayer for all of those young families and the schools and domestic violence and, amen, and those young in Christ feel that God has left them. But he haven't left us. He haven't left us. Okay. All right, brother. Go right ahead, minister. Close us out, coming from Carolina. Give us a word of prayer real quickly here.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to come together and share your word and share our knowledge together, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just binding us together, Lord God, as one, Lord God. One mind, one body, Lord God, speaking the same things and minding the same things. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against the violence, Lord God. We come against homosexuality, things of the flesh, Lord God. It's not like you, Lord God. We come together right now and thanking you, Lord God, strengthening the body of Christ, Lord God, strengthening the ones that believe in you and stand on your word right now, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the bishop having this call, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening his body, strengthening his mind, and continuing to strengthen his heart right now, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that participated, Lord God, and everyone that was even listening in, Lord God. We thank you for their families, their lives, and their day-to-day lives, Lord God. We speak peace in their homes and peace in their minds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. We love all of you. And we thank God for you. Amen. We're going to close out, amen, with the Hawkins singing. Say, God did not give up on us, and God still care for you. Amen. Pray for one another. Amen. And love on one another. Amen. Remember, Jesus said he got all power, and I believe it. It must have been something that I had done to make you choose another one. Why am I still in this rage? I still want you.
That you are